Hello and welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. Today's episode is going to touch on performance, one of the four parameters, pillars of lifestyle. Okay, along with movement, nutrition, and longevity, performance defines how we live our lives on a daily basis, what we prioritize, and what we actually actualize throughout the actions that we take. Welcome. Today I'd like to speak on the topic of performance and how, you know, we're performing in everything we do, whether we choose to acknowledge this or not, okay? And then with the performative nature of life, we have to also learn to accept and be an accurate assessor of our own performance, okay? And understanding, you know, what goes into high performance and what results in low performance. Okay, so as an athlete, you know, we're training on a daily basis. We're doing some physical activity in hopes in to prepare ourselves for competition, to get better at the thing that we are prioritizing. Okay, so I'll use myself in running as an example. With being an ultra marathon runner, the focus is on this mental aspect of doing the daily training, preparing my body to be specifically capable of accomplishing a task. Now, when you're talking about a 100-mile mountain race, there's so many unknowns that you really can't prepare for. So what you're trying to do is encounter enough difficulty and stress and then overcome that on a daily basis. And this can be as simple as, you know, holding an extended plank, fighting through this desire to quit, okay? Overcoming doubt, overcoming insecurity, dealing with impatience, okay? The desire for something to end, to get through something, right? To get to a certain number and be done. All of those things, when you're talking about endurance, are detrimental if you're not able to deal with them and function in the present moment, okay? So the training takes on many different forms, but the mental training is in overcoming and being present while you're overcoming and realizing that you're making the decisions you need to make to be successful. I think that's where the training and the accumulation of proper training leads to, prepares you to deal with the continuous difficulty and challenges presented in a 100-mile mountain race, or whatever the distance is that you're choosing to compete in, or the event, okay? Because, you know, no matter what it is, when you're competing, you know, there's a date on the calendar, there's a culmination that you are every day getting closer to, right? So the mind needs to be on board with where the body's going, right? So when you sign up for something, when you accept the challenge, you've spoken the words, you've said yes, you are physically heading towards that direction, but you need to remember to bring your mind with you, okay? Because if you're doubting it, if you're frustrated, if you're wanting to quit, if you're thinking of excuses that of why you can't do it, or maybe you're regretting the decision you made to say yes, then you're going to have an unsatisfying experience, okay? So that's really a quick overview of performance. When you're culminating in competition, but there's performance on a daily basis where there is no culmination, right? Maybe you don't have a date on the calendar. Maybe there is no pressure for you to succeed. Maybe that pressure is only felt by you, you know, in your work life, okay? So you're not feeling that in other areas, therefore maybe the progress isn't coming, okay? You're not, the consistency isn't there. There's no real need for you to repeat, to persist in that training and to be present and to really make it, you know, worth the time and effort. So what we have to do is we have to be present, but also understand that we have this vast potential in front of us, and that potential is time, right? We're choosing to fill our time in certain ways. But most of the time, I would think I think those choices that we make are not, we're not real conscious of them or of the consequences of them. Now, I realize consequences can be positive or negative, but the negative consequences that come from some of these choices add up over time very slowly. It's like a drip. Okay, so you see change occurs very, very slowly. It's not felt immediately. Okay, it's not, the result doesn't come 24 hours later. The result maybe that you see, maybe the time you look in the mirror a year later and you're like, oh, this is what happened, or 10 years later or whatnot. Okay, and then you're like, okay, how did this happen? It happened very slowly. That's why it wasn't so alarming. But if you realize that vastness and potential of time and you start to make decisions, okay, you start to define goals and parameters, okay, that you want to achieve, then you see opportunity, right? You see that if I'm present and I do this thing with a high amount of presence, you know, I really achieve something. I head in a direction that I'm proud of, right? And the more that you experience that, the more that you feel, you know, that happening, the more committed you are to it, right? So you get this alignment, lifestyle alignment that happens, and it's really motivating. It's really encompassing. And from that ownership aspect, you know, you are imparting discipline in your life, but not forced discipline. You're choosing to be disciplined and maybe exclusionary with your time and energy because you are going somewhere. You're going in a direction. Okay? So if I'm training, let's say I'm training for general fitness. And I've got some things on my calendar. Maybe I've hired a coach. Maybe I'm working with a trainer. And I'm seeing that, say, I'm seeing that trainer 3 times a week, okay, for 30 minutes of focused training. What happens in the rest of that time? How do I behave? You know? And so I need to make sure my life is aligned so I'm not someone else. In all that time away from that training session, away from the coaching lessons, from that specific focused attention, right? So I need to make sure that I'm learning the process and I'm implementing the process in my life, okay? So that means removal of things that created the outcome that you want to change, right? That created your present ownership. You look in the mirror, you say, this is what I'm doing. Okay, can I be disciplined enough? Can I be as disciplined as I am with my work? You know, where people are putting demands on you, requirements based on your salary, your job, whatever it may be. Can you be that disciplined, right, to change some simple things in your life to be successful and to have results? Now, you're the only one who can define the results that you seek or that you feel that you deserve. Okay? And so there's some level of realism that comes there, but your realism, you know, is still an unknown until we start moving in that direction. Okay, so set small goals, really small goals, such as eliminating something consistently from your life, something small, okay, and then adding something consistently over the course of a month. Real simple, you start a positive, you remove a perceived negative, and you see what happens. Okay, and then you just keep moving forward. Once something's been removed, okay, it's been minimized, deprioritized, right? Easier to not slip back into that mode, okay? And that thing, a positive thing you've been doing consistently, you now are more willing to make time for it. And it doesn't feel like as big of a sacrifice to make time for that thing, right? Initially it was, because you're taking something away, you're adding something. But now you found a way to make that thing accessible. Right? So you're moving consistently in that direction that you want to be, okay, through making these choices. So, you know, it is process, it all is process, but it all also is performance, and it's lifestyle performance. And that's just you choosing and then defining something that you want to strive towards, okay, and really getting your mind right, getting your mind to go where your body is already going. Okay, and I want to put this pressure on you because I think it's important. Because just because of the expansive opportunity that time presents to you, okay? In realizing that you're making choices with that time, okay? And the level of effort, focus, and presence you utilize within that time that are leading to a result, okay? They're giving you a consequence, whether positive or negative. And really understand that your potential is really grand, okay? Because when you make even small changes, you're eliminating things from your life that have caused this progressive result that you're not happy with, okay? And the strength that you show in overcoming, in elimination, okay, in adding positives, is felt throughout your body, and it's something that's transmutable, transmissible throughout other areas of your life. Okay, I always say, like, if you're successful in business, you're successful in work, you've achieved something, maybe you've achieved a level of comfort and efficiency in what you do, okay, that provides you with a lifestyle that, or a life that, you know, you're proud of, you need to transfer that success mindset to other areas of your life. Now, without the expectation that it's gonna match that, right? Because who knows? Who knows what your potential is? But your potential is only as grand, as strong as what you'll commit to, right? So, gotta explore, gotta find some things, you gotta keep optimistic, right? And then also super honest. If you like to do something, you're gonna do it more often. If you don't like to do something, it's probably always gonna be a pain. And you wanna find a way to simplify that thing so you can get the maximum out of the minimal, right? I don't like to stretch, but I need to do it. So I try to maximize the minimum amount of stretches. I try to do just the ones that target where I need it the most. I hit those in a very minimal amount of time, but I know that I'm making a decision to improve that area of my fitness, right? And by doing that, I confidently move forward. Right? I know I'm not a yogi. I'm not gonna compete on a stretching, you know, whatever paradigm. I'm very low, but I'm doing what I need to do. Okay? I'm satisfying my minimum. And there's all of this stuff starts to clarify once you start addressing that area of your life, right? Through coaching, through research, through experimentation, you can achieve a level of physicality, but also lifestyle, health, success, and performance that you rightfully deserve and that you probably haven't experienced before in your adult life. So stay curious. You want to get fit, be healthy, and stay confident by focusing on, you know, these four parameters of movement, nutrition, longevity, and performance. Each of which involves a mindset, each of which requires us to bring the mind along where the body's already going. So, until next time, onward and upward. We'll see you above the plane.